Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to join me tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your television host, as well as media personality. And again, you're listening to At Home with Victoria. This is a show where we dabble in just about a little bit of everything, whether it's pertaining to news, entertainment. But tonight we are talking about decorating. More specifically, our craft and paper expert is joining me tonight, Simone Percival. Many of you know Simone. She wasn't with us that much this summer because of a conflict of schedule with myself and also a few things that Simone had on her schedule. But I am very happy to say that Miss Simone is back with us, and she will be back with us from now on every single month to bring her expertise at Home with Victoria when it comes with the world of crafts and all of that good stuff. So with that said, I will go ahead and bring Simone in on the conversation so that we can get started. Simone, how are you?
I am fine, Victoria. How are you?
Very, very happy to hear your voice.
I know. It's been a while.
I know. It has been, and I just said a few moments ago that we kind of had a little snafu this summer in getting you on, but as of right now, you are back, and you're going to be back every single month with us, right, to give us your expertise on different subjects.
Absolutely. I'm ready.
I hear you talking. Well, Simone, before we get into your list and all the good stuff that that you have, because I knew, of course, that we were going to be doing this show, so basically I would say a lot of yesterday and the day before, I was kind of out with my sweetheart, and we were in and out of different stores. Now, I wasn't surprised, Simone, that all of this Christmas stuff is out there, but I was a little surprised at some of the stores, like your really big giant box stores like the Home Depot and the Lowe's, that they also have their Christmas decorations out, because normally they're a little bit later than, you know, your Michaels and your A.C. Moore and all of those sort of stores.
Right.
So it's kind of like no matter where you go, I mean, like I say this every single year, I really feel like they skipped over Thanksgiving. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you are right. Every store I've been in lately, it's Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. I don't even see a lot of Thanksgiving things. So that was a little strange. I'm like, what happened to Thanksgiving? We're still in November. So,
well,
yeah.
And I have to tell you, I actually started seeing Thanksgiving things in the store. I want to say probably towards the end of August, but you know, the end of August, early September, nobody's really thinking about Thanksgiving because we're still trying to hold on to the summer.
Oh yeah, as much as we can. So
exactly.
And I'm glad that it was still warm, you know, here in Maryland. It was still warm, and we're just now getting cool. So you're right.
Yeah, no, you're definitely right about that. In fact, my sweetheart and I, we just had a conversation yesterday about Christmas decorations, only because we were saying, like you just talked about, how warm it still is outside. And in fact, a couple of our neighbors that live on our block, Simone, they already started to put up their Christmas decorations on the house.
Wow.
And so, and so he was kind of like, I can't believe people are doing that already. And then I said, you know, honey, actually, if you think about it, it's kind of smart, because the only reason why they're doing it right now is because it's so warm outside. So
right.
That as temperature changes, you know, unlike me, I'll be out there when it's freezing cold trying to put them up. But they already, you know, put them up, and they're ready to go. It's just a matter of plugging it in, and, you know, their lights are on. So I used to think it was weird when I would see people, you know, in November put up Christmas decorations outside. But now I completely get why many people do that.
Yeah, it's a lot safer, too, because, you know, when the snow and ice hits, then you're in big trouble if you're trying to decorate outside.
Yeah, and especially, can you imagine all of the snow the East Coast was hit with last year trying to get out
there
and do that stuff? Crazy.
Yeah, that was a bad one. So let's pray that it won't happen again this year. Please. It was pretty bad.
Okay, well, with that said, we've got also, you know, Simone is always very good enough that she's one of these people also, like Michael, that completely does her research. So you can follow along with what she's talking about inside the chat room if you just look at the list of the show, because I put all of her information in terms of the websites that she's going to be talking about there. So she just kind of starts from the top of the list, and she will go down to the bottom. So Simone, go ahead and take it away. What's your first website, and what is it about that you kind of like about this one?
Okay, this is called Spellbinders, and basically it's die cuts. And people use this die cut paper. The big trend right now is die cutting felt. So you're going to see a lot of handmade cards with felt die cuts on them, and like gloves and doves and, I don't know, holly. I mean, there's just so many die cuts. And Spellbinders is one of the bigger companies, and they have tons and tons of Christmas ones, and I thought they were very, very cute. They run about $25, but you're getting about five or six die cuts in one kit. So that's a pretty good price for those. So I just thought that was a really a nice way to decorate your cards. Like I said, using the felt that's really popular instead mm-hmm. of just using plain paper. So that's my first one tonight. And then we can skip over.
Well, Simone, of course, there's all... As always, the news lady never really has all of her information. So my research was basically, like I said, going out to the stores and just to kind of see what was out there. And one thing that I noticed new inside the stores, and a lot of you are going to see this yourself when you're out there, are the lights. But instead of just, you know, your regular Christmas lights that we hang up every single year, I've noticing.
Yes.
That a lot of companies are making the lights that actually look like icicles hanging down, and they come in a different variety of colors so that, you know, some of the colors blink clear, some of them blink red, some blink blue, but also they will blink in terms of that sort of random patterning. And that looks really nice, especially in the wintertime, even if you want to keep that up after the holiday is over, because it just really reminds you of sort of icicles hanging on the side of the house. And then if you get the color blue, you just really kind of, you know, kind of get that feeling of winter. And so that was something in the stores that's kind of new that I also liked as well. And, Simone, we are going to be having some questions inside the chat room, so I'll follow the chat room. Simone, I see you're in the chat room, too, as you go along. So we will take some of your questions as we continue the conversation. So, Simone, your turn.
Okay. The next one is Paper Tray Ink. This is kind of a more traditional type of company. It is rubber stamps, and they do carry their own line of die cuts. And I really like their die cuts. I think they go through your paper and your felt very easily. And they have some really unique die cuts, a little bit different than Spellbinders. Like I said, this company only sells online, so you can't get any of their items in the store. So you definitely want to check it out. Just really new things. They have, like, stamps that match their die cuts, which I think is very unique. So you stamp your image, and then you cut it out with the die cut. Very, very cute. So that's one of mine that I really, really like. I think they're very innovative and very, I guess you can call them fashion forward. I just think that they have a great selection of dyes as well as rubber stamps. So great company to look at. Your
now,
next,
speaking
Victoria.
Speaking of die cuts, and before we talk about that, I want to thank Michael because, Simone, as you talk about each one of your choices, Michael is actually putting that information in the websites inside of the chat room. So,
thank you, Michael.
I want to thank our producer. Yeah, thank Michael for doing that. Simone, there's some questions inside the chat room, and they're asking what actually is a die cut. Can you kind of explain what a die cut is to the best of your ability?
Absolutely. They're like metal raised, they're like shapes. And so what you do, mm-hmm. you want to run that through. If you have a cuddle bug, or it's like a cutting system that you can just run your paper through. You can run, like I said, the felt through. You can even do cork. I mean, there's so many things that you can run through this machine. And so the dies are the actual, like, little plates that you lay your fabric over or your paper over to make that cut. So I don't know if that
mm-hmm.
kind of explains it, but definitely go to the website, take a look. So Spellbinders
also,
or Paper Tray.
And also speaking of the website, Mar inside of our chat room, she says I see Spellbinders Crafting on YouTube, and she says they also show you how to use one of them. So that's really good. So, Mara, thank you for kind of checking that out while you're listening to the show as well. So go on YouTube and actually type in die cuts or spellbinders, and I guarantee what Simone was explaining to you, you'll be able to come up with a be able to actually see it. And sometimes I know it's hard, Simone, to talk about crafts and, you know, actually seeing it than versus talking about it. So I
right.
certainly do understand that. Okay, now what's your next one?
Okay, my next one is going to be paper, and we're talking about EchoPart.com. Very new paper company. They are fabulous. They're like my favorite paper company right now, and they just have a lot of unique colors. And what I'm seeing is very, very different. I'm seeing a lot of browns this year in Christmas paper. I'm seeing beige. I'm seeing purples, orange. So it's not your traditional Christmas colors. And this was one company that just had some really nice, like, bright paper that I really, really like to use when I'm doing my Christmas cards. So that was my next one.
That sounds interesting. I paused for a moment, Simone, because I'm reading some of the comments inside the chat room. And, Simone, I know you can see it too, but you were talking about a cuddle bug?
Cuddlebug, yes.
Yeah,
right.
So Michael says, kind of like, ha, 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 everybody needs a cuddle bug. So I said, yes, I need one too, because it kind of makes you sound like this cozy teddy bear or whatever it is that you're going to kind of cuddle with at night. So I thought that was kind of funny. Michael also says, too, wonder if I can find one that looks like David Beckham. Do you think they have a die cut in shape of David Beckham?
They might. You never know.
Michael is crazy. That's so funny. Well, for those that Michael also says he can find one that looks like, no, Mar says to find one that looks like a Tim McGraw.
Okay.
So, guys, maybe if you can't find them, maybe if you guys are good artists, then you can make the shapes yourself and sell them yourself. But in any event, for those of you that are just joining us on the show, I see we have a few guests inside the chat room, and if you're just listening to us, thanks so much for being with us. Simone Percival, our paper and craft expert, is joining us tonight, and she's been talking about die cuts. So since it's kind of hard to sort of think about it, somebody also mentioned one of Keith Urban. You guys are so funny in the chat room tonight. but we also said that if you don't know what it is, since it's kind of hard to explain it, just go on YouTube. Mar did that, and she typed in, I guess, die cut, or she typed in the name of one of the company's spellbinders that Simone talked about, and it was great because she says they actually have a demonstration on there where they will actually show you how to do it. So I want to thank Mar for doing that, and it was actually Gina that asked that question with us. So, again, my next thing, because I'm kind of focusing on sort of things that I actually saw in the stores that were out there. And, Simone, I was, like, a little disappointed because I'm the type of person like you. I'm always looking for the next best thing and what's sort of new this year. And I really haven't seen anything out there that I thought that was really cool and kind of new that companies have come up with. So if you guys inside the chat room have seen any kind of unusual Christmas decorations out there or even Thanksgiving decorations out there, then let me know because I really just haven't seen any yet. But I can tell you that for sure, if you go to all of your regular grocery stores and your regular box stores in your neighborhoods, everybody's got some fantastic sales on Thanksgiving things, because I just went by Michael's yesterday, and the scarecrows that I got originally that were about, you know, run about $5 on sale, they're now down to $1.50. So, of course, Simone, I had to buy like five or six of them just to keep them until next year so I can have some ready. So now I think it's a really good time to you know, get some of those sales and use some of that stuff so that you can keep it until next year. Let me ask this quick question, Simone, to you. Maybe you can answer this.
Okay.
is from Mar. She says, do you glue the die cuts on the cards with regular glue or tacky glue, Simone?
Okay, I really don't use glue. I use a glue runner, which is a little bit different. So it's kind of like a double stick tape that's
okay.
permanent. So it's a little bit different than using a regular type of glue. I think glue is a little bit messy and it gets wet. So I would definitely use a glue runner, and you can get those at Michael's. It may run about $3. So they're pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, and like you said, that's basically just having glue or being sticky on both sides.
Right, so it's like a double stick tape.
Okay, great. And I think they're basically saying they kind of got that, and thanks inside the chat room. Okay, what's your next one?
Okay, the next one is going to be Webster Pages. And I think it's WebsterPages.com. And this line is very antique-ish. So it's really soft. They have a really pretty Christmas line if you like a lot of beige and light greens. They also have some really, really unique embellishments. They use a lot of glass. So these are very kind of high-scale, just beautiful embellishments. And like I said, they look very antique-ish. So if you're into that type of look, definitely look at their embellishments in their paper. They also do a really nice line of ribbon, and their ribbon kind of looks like fabric. So it's, like I said, very mm-hmm. unique, something that you definitely want to take a look at if you're into, like, the antique-ish look and you want to do that for Christmas. So very different. So I did like WebsterPages.com.
Okay. And again, Michael is putting that information inside the chat room for you. Let me go back. I'm trying to figure out where I am in the larger scheme of things. I have about four or five different pages up here on the screen. So, Simone, I'm going to let you go ahead to your next one since I'm kind of out of things. I did pose a question inside the chat room to ask, though, if any of you guys and ladies have seen any cool ideas out there in terms of cool and neat things for Christmas. So if you have seen some, post it inside the chat room so I can mention it to all of our listeners, you know, just besides your regular Christmas stuff that we see every single year. Simone, what's your next one?
Okay, it's Clear and Simple Stamp, and I still design for them. So I am their style editor, and I do cards for them once a month. But I wanted to bring up their new paper. Their colors are just fabulous. They have a really pretty slate green that they just introduced. They had a really pretty orange. But this is something that you can use any time around. It doesn't have to be for Christmas, but the greens are really, really pretty. So I thought I would bring up Clear and Simple Stamp. So take a look at their website and look at some of their embellishments. They also have matching ribbon. And they have matching embellishments as well. So that's a really nice site to go to if you're looking for ribbon and cardstock paper.
Yeah, I know you like Clear and Simple Stamps. In fact, didn't we have them on the show before, Simone?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Yeah, I thought so. Clear and Simple Stamp show, we sure did. I remember that show. It was very cool. So I'm starting just to let everybody know I am getting some feedback inside of our chat room because I asked you guys if you knew of any kind of cool things out there for Christmas. And Gina actually did write this inside the chat room. And Gina is a big, big fan of Anthony, and all of us love Anthony. Anthony is one of the designers on HSN, and all of us are kind of like one of his sort of, I guess I call us his Anthony Facebook family, but Gina wanted to remind us that HSN has ornaments for St. Jude. Anthony designed one, and the one that Anthony designed is called the Queen of Hearts, and they have a variety of 72 from various designers. So I guess all the designers at HSN, designed, and I've seen them before. The ornaments look like something, Simone, that you can hang on your Christmas tree or kind of, collect all of them if you wanted to and just, distribute them among friends and families. But, again, Anthony designed one, and his is called the Queen of Hearts. And I'm pretty sure that most of the proceeds will actually go to St. Jude's because I think HSN does that pretty much all the time. And then Michael also did put Anthony's website with HSN inside the chat room. So I think that's pretty cool. Now, Simone, it's funny because while Gina was giving me that information in the chat room, she says something about, I got one for you, Victoria. Oops. So, Gina, I don't know if you really did get me one or you're just playing with me, but if you did, oh, my goodness, I can't wait. I love it. Thank you, thank you. But if you didn't, that's okay. Maybe we can order one in Anthony honor and send it to him ourselves in honor of Anthony. So thanks so much for your feedback in the chat room. And Simone, what is your next one?
My next one is going to be American Craft, and they do more of a traditional type of paper. It's double-sided, really pretty designs. I really like their Christmas line this year. Sticking with, like I said, those traditional colors of your red and green and gold, silver, just your Christmas colors. Like I said, there's not a lot of lines right now that are using traditional colors. And I've also wanted to tell you that I did see some pink, some lavender, some light blue, some turquoise. All of this is, you know, being introduced, also purple, is being introduced for Christmas. So, but if you like really traditional type of cards and really traditional colors, I would definitely take a look at AmericanCraft.com.
Okay, great. Simone, because we are running out of time, can you believe we only have 9 minutes left? I'm going to have you go ahead quickly and go through your last ones.
Okay.
Just go ahead and get them done. So go right ahead.
Okay, so then we have the Martha Stewart punches, and she has a million of them right now. So you may want to take a look at Michael's. They have the whole selection of Martha Stewart punches, from snowflakes to reindeer to holly, just anything that you can think of Christmas, she has it in a punch. Also, something new from Flowersoft. If you never use Flowersoft, I think we talked about this before, Victoria. It's like a powdery type of, I don't know, I don't think it's plastic, but it feels kind of like plastic, but really, really neat. They have that in silver and gold metallic, so it's really sparkly, really pretty if you want to decorate cards. You can probably do, like, scrapbook pages, anything that you want to decorate and add some shine to. Flowersoft is something, like I said, it's a little bit newer, but really, really nice to add to your cards or decorations. And then the last thing I have would be the Speak of Pens by Copic, and they come in all different colors. Right now at Great Scraps, that's a new store, well, not really a new store, but a store that I'm teaching at now, they are carrying the Speak of Markers, and these markers have glitter in them. So if you're used to using like a glitter glue, these are totally different. You don't have to wait for them to dry. So that was, that is what makes them so special. And they run about $3.50 a piece. So that's all that I have as far as information about crafting this time.
Well, that is a lot of information, and I always like it because I get to go back when the show is over and kind of look at the websites and kind of see some of what you were talking about. Simone, tell us about your classes. We do have a few more minutes left. Where are you teaching classes, and how's that working, and how are your students?
Okay, so today I had a class of, it started out at 16. We ended up having 8 people in class today. This is at Great Scraps in Millersville, Maryland. And this store has been around for about, I want to say 6 or 7 years. Very, very nice people to work with. And we did a holiday Christmas card with Copic today. So we did 4 cards, and they got to design 8 cards. So you get 2 of each design. The ladies love that class, and so we're still pumping out the 101 class. If you are a beginner and you want to start taking the Copic classes and learn more about those markers, I do teach a 101. I teach a 102, and I think probably in February we're going to roll out a 103 class. So we're going to kind of focus on skin tones, hair, if you want to use the Copic markers. So I'm doing a lot of classes right now with Great Scraps.
Well, that's good because I know that you you enjoy teaching and that you enjoy the classes. And the last thing I want you to chat about before we are done with the show is your blog. How can people find it and kind of keep up with you up until, you know, you have your next show?
Okay, so it's if you go to fashionablecards.blogspot.com, and I'm always doing something on the blog. Right now I think we're showing Clear and Simple, their latest line. Like I said, that really pretty green is on there. It's called Clean Slate, so you may want to take a look at that. And it's kind of focusing on fall and Thanksgiving that we kind of happen to skip over, but really neat stamps, really cute cards on there. So if you have a moment, just take a look at the blog.
Okay. Well, everybody inside the chat room, Simone says thank you. And actually, I want to thank Michael for putting, he did put your blog information inside there. And let's see, Mar is talking about, I love baskets filled with pillow, batting filled with, pine cones. I bet that looks nice. And to put some white lights around it. Oh, yeah, I bet that looks really pretty. So everybody's just kind of chatting inside the chat room about different types of crafts and things that they like. Also, Gina was really nice, Simone, to put that information in there for HSS for Anthony, who has that ornament, and the proceeds are going to St. Jude. So I want to thank Gina, thank Simone, who's with us live on the air, thank Michael, thank Mar, thank everybody that was hanging out with us for the show. I'm telling you, Simone, I literally cannot believe that we only have 3 minutes left. It seemed like a blink of an eye, we were done, right?
Right, and I do want to say hi to my soror, Raquel. Thank you so much for stopping by to say hello tonight. I haven't talked to her in so long, so it's really nice to see her name up there in the chat room. So thanks, Raquel, for stopping by.
Any other shout-outs you need to give out?
I think that's all. So
okay,
thanks
darling,
for everyone that's in the chat room for stopping by and listening tonight.
All right. Well, we will book another date for you in December.
Yes.
So we'll hear from you once again in December. So thanks again for stopping back in for us.
No problem. Can't wait till next month.
Okay, great, Simone. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
And again, everybody, that was Simone Persifo, who was joining us on the show tonight. And Simone likes to do a lot with crafts, but I think that she really loves when it comes to paper. So anything that deals with paper, card making, and all that good stuff, that's kind of her thing. Michael was nice enough to put Simone's information inside of our chat room. So I want to thank you so much for that. I want to thank again everybody inside the chat room who participated and who helped me out tonight as I didn't do my homework. So thank you for giving that HSN information. Raquel, thank you so much for stopping by, saying hi to Simone and to all of our regulars. As always, I love you so much, and I'm going to head over to Facebook, and I'm going to give Anthony a report and let Anthony know that you guys talked about him tonight on the show and suggested that people go ahead and purchase that ornament for St. Jude under his name. So in any event, thank you, everybody. I think I'm back on the air again next week. Love and peace, and I will see everybody inside the chat room and also on Facebook. Good night, and again, thank you, Michael Kay, for producing.